What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Yeah, yeah, what it is, people, it's your boy Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter, all the way from motherfucking California. Look who I got next to me.
Yeah. What up, baby?
Let them know who you are, man.
Man, I'm Gonzo from Ice Cube's group, Caution, etc.
And I never met you before, but I see you on the internet, and I'm like, yo, this dude's fucking crazy, man. Is Gonzo crazy?
No, I'm not crazy. It's a method to my madness.
But I noticed that you have no filter. That's why I think I took to you. And I like people who tell it like it is, whatever's right on their heart, however they feel. They don't give a fuck who they offend because it's their truth.
Facts.
What makes you like that?
I believe I was raised like that.
Bottom line, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just tell what the fuck is on your mind, you know what I'm saying? And even if you got to get a, you know, grandmama got to take the fucking switch off.
Bust your ass.
Yeah, nigga, what happened, for real?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it came from that.
So, Gonzo, the Muppets, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. How long, so you had that name since you was little then, because the Muppets old as fuck.
Yeah, well, actually how I got the name was niggas on the block used to make fun of my nose, right? Like, nigga, you look like Gonzo.
Yeah.
So, when I, you know, got the deal, Cube was like, my name used to be Riff Raff, some old crazy shit. So he was like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Come with something different. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to call myself Gonzo. Just out of spite of the niggas used to laugh at me, nigga, now I'm getting money.
Off the name that y'all used to clown me for, right? So what was you signed to, Lynch Mob Records?
Yep, first was signed to Lynch Mob Records / Navarre.
What the fuck is Navarre?
Navarre was like the first independent company before like E1, and like they was really getting money with, you know, I think even Master P had a deal over there.
So so that was Lynch Mob. So Cube was putting your music out through an indie thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I would have thought y'all would have been Priority.
No, a lot of people thought we was on Priority.
Uh-huh.
But nah, we went straight through Navarre. Now my solo deal was on Priority. I got a solo deal through Priority after that, but.
Was it still through Lynch Mob or was it straight?
Nah, that kind of what fucked everything up because
got you.
Cube wasn't feeling that they signed me without, you know, asking him.
Mm.
But he didn't have me signed as a solo artist. He only had it signed as a group. So.
How many members of the group was it?
It was three motherfuckers, including myself.
Got you. So four total or three?
No, just three.
Okay.
Including myself.
And where's the group at now?
Man, so this is no filter, right? This shit is no filter. So, I'm, you know, the politics and all that shit is out the window. Same. Doggy Diamond said where the niggas
speak
at.
Speak your truth.
Man, niggas left millions on the table. You feel me? So, you know, just in terms of touring and all that shit, man, motherfuckers, you know, one motherfucker had a nervous breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga went and joined the army. Nigga had about $300,000 in the bank. He goes and join the army. Crazy motherfucker. Other nigga, smoke hella sherm, right? You ever know a nigga that just smoke hella sherm and just...
Sherm in our place would be dust. Got you.
Bam. This nigga smoke dust and just start reading the Bible. Just talking about God. And that shit just bled over into his whole life to where now, this, you know, like he just high forever. So I'm out here, you know, I'm by myself, man. You know what I mean? I'm the last of the Mohicans at this shit, man.
So there's no possibility of y'all getting back together?
I mean, we just booked the whole tour
now.
You feel me? Like, we're going on tour in May. But again, niggas start acting crazy. You know what I'm saying? Doing crazy shit. So I had to hire two motherfuckers to say they parts.
Wow.
I'm going on tour to get that bag. You feel me? But them niggas won't be coming.
What, so, was the Cube thing an amicable split, or was it tension, or it didn't go right?
Man, Cube didn't really care for the idea I was hanging out with Pac. Like, I don't know what that was about, but later on, I figured out and found out that it was some sort of underlying tension there that I didn't know about that was bigger than me. And, you know, once Pac died, it was sort of like, I told you so type shit. And that kind of like bled over for years until to the game Grand Theft Auto came out. And, of course, our song was on there. So we had, you know, communication again with him. But I hadn't talked to that nigga for 12 to 15 years.
Because I always want to know, I mean, I know from my experience is different from everybody's experience. How does that communication break? Because I know it was people that I would talk to every day.
Right.
And then this motherfucker just stopped picking up the phone, and then he don't got his number no more. Then y'all not in the same places. You don't even know where a nigga at no more. And then the nigga just, it's like y'all never knew each other.
Well, in all fairness to that nigga, you know, I had seen him one time at Ice-T house. Like, actually, Laylaw from the Lynch, well, from NWA, he had set up a little meeting after I got the solo deal to talk to Cube because he, like, didn't want to talk to me. And I'm like, how you not answering? This nigga just would not talk to me for nothing, and I'm signed to him, right?
Wow.
Like, he wouldn't answer the phone. Like, they wouldn't fuck with me at the office, nothing. So I got Laylaw to kind of hook up a meeting, and Ice-T had some TV show or some shit coming out. So that he was like calling all his homies to come see the show. So I knew Cube was gonna be there, so I pulled up. And the nigga told me out of his mouth, like, bruh, you know, basically he said I crossed him. And I'm like, how, nigga, you rich. How'd I cross you? I live with my mom. These niggas just offer me bread, you feel me? Like, I crossed you. But basically he was like, you know, you my little nigga, I fuck with you, but I never work with you again. And I hadn't talked to him for 15 years until the Grand Theft Auto shit.
But he told you that.
He told me that.
I mean, that's respectable.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Because I'd rather a nigga tell you, yo, I ain't fucking with you than to be phone ducking me like I'm a bitch calling you like you left me last night or some shit. Yeah, no, that's respectable. You know. It's fucked up.
But
you gotta respect it. Yeah, you gotta respect it. So the Grand Theft Auto thing, what that paper be looking like?
Man, in respect to Rockstar Games, which I'm stopping by because I'm here in NYC.
Oh,
it's
out here?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So
go with you.
These motherfuckers, you know, they put us on the soundtrack, too, not just the game.
What game was it?
Grand Theft Auto 5.
5, okay.
So, you know, you get a sync fee just for being on the game.
Okay.
Which is, you know, that shit is, it's a sync fee, it's a royalty.
Got you.
But they put us on the soundtrack. They sell on iTunes, so that made it different.
Got
you.
So you got some of that streaming cake and download
cake. Yeah. And this is why these niggas should be showing up to work. Because, you know, like, I'm not sharing, nigga. You ain't showing up to work, you don't get
paid. You don't work, you don't eat.
Nothing, my nigga. You don't get no soy sauce.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You get no soy sauce.
Yeah. Nah, it makes sense. So you do the Grand Theft Auto, so Cube has to reach out to y'all because he has to clear the record through y'all also too, right?
Right.
So what was that conversation like?
Well, he has his assistant named Madeline Smith. See, Cube, niggas level up on you, dog.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like,
so you got to talk to a nigga to talk to the nigga to talk to that nigga.
Ain't no more just calling his phone.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Nigga don't take
nigga don't
calls
got no,
no
number.
Like, where do you fuck? What number?
Yeah.
So Madeline calls us.
Make sure you're talking to
Excuse me. Madeline calls us, and she's like, Cube want to see y'all.
Got you.
And I'm like,
and so it's you, the army dude, and the crazy dude. Y'all all went?
Yeah, but she called me separately.
Okay.
So, you know, we meet up there, and these niggas is in the lobby.
Got you.
In his accountant's office. Matter of fact, one of the niggas' names is Diamond, too. Diamond and Diamond, I think. It's funny, Doggy Diamonds. But
I just ain't corrupt and shit.
We in the fucking lobby, right?
Uh-huh.
And Madeline walks out with our checks. With a cell phone. Cube's on the phone.
Oh, shit.
And he's like, yo, y'all got y'all money? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, all right. 15 years, 6 words. No filter, nigga.
I mean, it's 2 ways you can look at it. Is this business?
Yeah.
And you got your paper.
You can't get emotional with this shit, man. Look, this is what I learned a long time ago, man. Business and emotion has no place together. You cannot be an emotional being trying to handle business with animals. Like, niggas, this is business. Nobody wants to relinquish the right It's business. It's war. Somebody has to win. Nigga, you going to get the big piece or the small piece? Because it's not a fair piece.
So with the video game thing, is it residuals? You still get residuals?
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Because what that shit sold, like, what that Grand Theft Auto shit sold?
Bruh, that shit done $1 billion in the first week.
Damn. Damn. I ain't even mad at that.
Yeah, man, that video game.
Is it life-changing money or is it something that's sustained?
I mean, honestly, bro, it was like, yeah, that shit put me back in the game.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't had to hustle no more. Like, I was, you know, at the caution, like, nigga, I was pimping hoes.
Yeah.
What? You know who I am? Oh, yeah, she's the fame. What? I had to go get it. You feel me? I ain't even gonna lie. Like, my nigga, I'm a real street nigga. You feel me? So it allowed me to be myself again, which was, you know, the niggas left millions on the table, dog. So I'm like.
So when you say that, break that down for the people. Y'all had a deal and they just didn't want to rap no more? When you say
we had a deal. And just the equivalent of, let me break this down to you. Just to go on the Up and Smoke tour, which is, you know, all these nostalgic rappers like Caution, our shit's still in rotation in California.
Got you.
Car shows. Swap meets. Everything. I'm saying, like, it's always something happening. So if you can make, you know, $20,000 four times a month.
That's good bread.
I mean, and niggas just don't show up. You just don't show up.
So is that what made you go solo?
Yeah, I mean, because here's the thing, bro. I seen a long time ago that these niggas, they, you know, some artists, they always want to be up under somebody. Like, they don't want to venture out on their own. They want to be somebody's little homie all the time. You feel me? And Cube, he's a nigga that I seen, we were a project for him that was successful.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was trying to, like, nigga, I'm about to show y'all. No, nigga, we just was, he wanted to make a record and some shit like N.W.A. and it worked.
And it popped.
You feel me? But nigga had to swim at that point.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I felt like them niggas wanted to be up under someone. And then once we started fucking with the Death Row people, when Sharik the Knight started managing us, that was kind of like another nurturing situation to be the little homie, son. And I'm like, nigga, I'm about to go get this bread and be like them, you feel me? So that's how that happened.
What time frame was this? I'm trying to think of what was going on in hip-hop at that time.
Well, Master P was popping.
Okay.
Jay-Z was also on Priority when I signed the deal.
So this is 96?
Yep.
96, okay. So the East Coast, West Coast thing was still...
It wasn't happening yet.
Oh, okay. It was...
It was about to happen.
It was about to happen.
Yeah, it was about to happen. And in light of that, man, that shit was so fucking fake. Like,
well,
like, it was, bro. Like, honestly, that shit was promoted by the media.
Okay.
But I'm like smoking with niggas from NY. Like,
this
shit's stupid. Like, who fighting?
And you're like, in Brooklyn
where's the war at?
Yeah.
Like, the casualties, I feel like, happened. You
that
know,
ain't nothing
internally.
To do with it. But that ain't had nothing to do with no East Coast, West Coast.
Nothing. Yeah. But internally, in terms of the media pumping this shit up.
So during this time, you somebody co-signed y'all too, right? Recently. It was like, yo, you know who was a hard-ass group? Caution. Who was that recently in the interview that said, yo, Caution was a hard group? Damn, what the fucking interview was?
I don't know, bro.
It's after the interview, I'm going to remember who it was. Recently, somebody said that shit. Yo, you know who was a hard-ass group? Caution. You know what I'm saying?
Man, well, whoever that was, I appreciate you, man. Brother,
whoever it is, put it in the comments.
Brother love.
Yeah. So, during the East Coast, West Coast shit, so you start hanging with Pac when you got your solo deal?
Nah, actually, how that happened, we signed to Sharik the Knight.
Okay.
And Pac was getting out of jail.
Oh,
and she
okay.
was like, yo, Pac's getting out of jail. And Snoop and Dre, they were supposed to go on this tour. But Dre had got arrested, the shit that you seen in the movie when he was running down with the Ferrari and shit.
Oh, okay.
And pulled him over. So he had house arrest.
Okay.
Snoop was on that case, so he couldn't go.
Mm.
So they had spent all this money on the tour, and these niggas couldn't go. So that's how Pop got the All Eyes on Me tour.
Because
he just basically took their place.
Yeah, the tour had to go on anyway. Okay.
So she's like, yo, Pop's meeting y'all at the airport at 8 in the morning. I'm like, this shit is unreal, because I love Tupac. I ain't never met this nigga. This was unreal to me. And lo and behold, we get to the airport and Pac's there. And, you know.
What was the relationship like with you and Pac?
Man, Pac, he was he was the big homie. Like, you feel me? I don't even know how to explain it. It was kind of weird how, this, you know what I mean? It's like a nigga that you've been listening to your whole life.
And now he's right here.
Nigga, yeah, and he cool as shit.
Yeah.
Feel me?
So, when the beat East Coast, West Coast shit started, was you still around Pop?
Yep, I was.
Was it ever a point where you was like, chill, or you was on go with him?
No, I mean, it was like, on go. Like, yeah. It wasn't no, like, what this nigga said we was doing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was really no pause to that shit. When you 18 years old, you around Pac now, you feeling like you getting a little money.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, nigga, who we killing?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know.
Pac, so, was y'all the Outlaws?
I got the Outlaws tatted on me, you feel me? Like, I was a part of that.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm still a part of that. Even though, you know, a lot of motherfuckers you've seen that we've been beefing for the, like, 8-9 months.
Yeah, I was about to say, who is the Outlaws?
Well, the Outlaws actually is Tupac Shakur,
uh-huh,
Rest in Peace, Big Sight,
okay,
Mo Preem, Storm, Gaddafi, Castro, Edie, and
Napoleon. Okay.
Those are the original Outlaws. Then, you know, I started hanging around Pac. Then Noble came. And then, you know, there's a few more niggas that...
Fatal? What about Fatal?
Oh, excuse me. Fatal off top. And it's, you know, that's like the core group. And then it's like you go state to state and like find a nigga here, nigga in D.C. with an outlaw tatted nigga. You know what I'm saying? Along the way. But the original members, me and Noble wasn't around. And it was just those guys, you know what I'm saying? Which was Dramacidal at first.
Oh, remember that.
You know what I'm saying? Signed the Interscope.
Yeah, so when he was doing Hit 'Em Up and all that, where you was at?
I was in the studio when they done Hit 'Em Up. You feel me?
All right.
Like that week, that's when I done the Pac songs that I got with Pac. Like all that shit happened within like a 2-month time, but it's like when he was working on Machiavelli and all that sort of shit, that nigga really done that shit in 7 days, like for real.
Take me to Hit 'Em Up session. Does the beat come on and he really just goes in there and just lay his shit and that's it? Like,
Hit 'Em Up, I feel like I remember Castro going in there first.
Okay.
And it's a part on Machiavelli where he like, Machiavelli the Don, Don, Don.
Yeah.
Machiavelli the Don. So that's when I walked in the studio when he was doing that.
Okay.
All of a sudden, Pac was like, they stopped doing that. And Hit 'Em Up beat start coming on. And then nigga was like, right, you write to that, you write to that. And he was telling all that.
So you was there when niggas was writing?
Yeah.
Okay. So when
Pac was at the board.
So was you there when Tupac laid his verse?
I was.
So when he's, how does this shit start? Does he say in the ad lib first, that's why I fucked your bitch? Does it start like that?
Actually, that he done that afterwards. He done his verse first. That shit came afterwards.
When you heard his verse, what was the first thing that came to your mind?
Honestly, you're not processing it. You know what I'm saying? It's like this shit is not real. You feel me? What? You know, because I wasn't at the club with Faith.
Yeah.
You feel me? I wasn't there. So, sound like a bunch of bullshit to me.
Okay.
At first, nigga, you ain't fucked this bitch. Where?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's Pac. You feel me? So, I'm like, damn, this nigga fucked Faith?
Crazy.
Type shit.
Yeah.
But when I heard Machiavelli the first time, bro, like, you got to understand, he done this shit in 7 days.
So against all odds, man.
Bunch of mumbo jumbo. Like, you're in a studio session. It's like watching a movie getting made. It doesn't look like the movie.
Yeah, until it's all put
crazy
together. Yeah.
Pop just in there, you know what I mean? Stop. Punch me in. So it's just a gang of shit. You feel me?
I heard that he worked on some other shit. Like, he do, like, yo, all right. Let's do another song. Pull up the other beat. Let's do another song.
Random. You
know? Crazy. What was Shug like?
I mean, Shug, you know, that nigga, I feel like the media made the nigga to be out to something that he not. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like weak niggas get picked on.
Yeah.
Strong niggas don't. Like, yeah. I ain't never seen that nigga, you know,
making niggas drink piss and shit like that.
I mean, yeah. Not no man.
Okay.
Not no man. Yeah, like, yeah, nigga, yeah. That's a, you're going to have some problems. You fucking with a man, you're going to have yeah. some resistance. But a weak nigga, you're going to get made example of. I feel like, you know, just like nature.
How did that shit coexist anyway, you being there? Like, it's all these Bloods and Crips. Like, did niggas get along?
Actually, surprisingly, yeah. And it was a respectable environment until you was made an example of.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Or if you was the target of an assault.
Yeah.
Then maybe
yeah,
you yeah. was the target of an assault.
But was it really ass whoopings in the studio and shit like that?
To be honest, bro, the only shit that I seen, and I told this story on For The Culture before.
Well, we want to hear it again.
When the nigga Quick slapped his brother-in-law. You know what I'm saying?
Slapped who brother-in-law?
His brother-in-law. We was on tour in New Orleans. We just done a Superdome. And shit got out of hand, like, you know what I mean, afterwards. And Quick brother was the chaperone for us. And the Outlaws, Caution and the Outlaws. And shit got out of hand. So Suge immediately called an emergency meeting in his room. Everybody went back up to his room. Quick brought the nigga. He like, you know, get up and discipline the nigga. Mm. Suge tell Quick that. Quick like, and I, you know, and I think this is his brother-in-law, like his sister's husband or some shit, right? So he like, man, I ain't. Like, nigga. So he got up. And we talking about a grown-ass man, my nigga. Feel me?
Yeah.
A grown-ass man.
Grown man. Facial hair.
Shit was like, nigga, that ain't what I... Hit him again. Watch out. And he went to work on the nigga.
Damn.
Put your hand down. I said, this nigga tell the grip. Put your hand down.
Yeah, like
that's what grandmama used to say.
Yeah,
nigga,
yeah,
don't try to block the belt. I said, man, this shit crazy.
Yeah.
But that's like the only thing that I seen on some physical assault shit with 100 Blood niggas in a hotel suite nigga
yeah.
getting assaulted. Yeah, that happened.
Where was you at when Tupac got shot?
I was on Slauson.
Okay.
I was on Slauson. You asked me when he got shot.
The Vegas.
I wasn't in Vegas. I was at this Filipino grill house named V Pen. Mm. In Marina Del Rey, California. And I heard that Pac got shot. I immediately called Sharita and she said he was gonna be fine. You know what I'm saying? He was supposed to, like, he was good. And again, a few days passed, I guess. And I'm going in the liquor store on Slauson. I got two Mickeys in my hand going up to the counter.
The fuck is a Mickey?
A 40-ounce, the green bottle, the Mickeys. Okay.
We in New York, bro.
It's a Mickey.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I go to the counter, and the little Asian lady, she got a little black and white TV, you know what I'm saying? And the shit come on, the Pac died. So, you know, that shit was crazy. I'll never forget that.
And you from Slauson and Crenshaw?
That's the area I'm from. I'm from the Crenshaw district.
Okay, so is that...
Born and raised.
So, where Nipsey's from, same neighborhood, or...?
Yeah, he's from the same area. Okay. Same neighborhood, same area. But, you know, I grew up from Washington and La Brea to Crenshaw and Slauson.
You know you're naming blocks.
What the fuck are you talking about? These is all areas from the west side, you know what I'm saying?
So, is that 60s?
Nah, that's not 60s. That's giving you a realm of how far it goes down. You feel me? That's not the 60s. Washington La Brea is actually in the schoolyards. But in frame of Los Angeles, like, if you're a real nigga, you can move around a little bit. You feel me?
So Nipsey's from 60s.
Yeah.
You're from, what's your hood?
I'm from the Crenshaw district.
Okay. What's the main set over there?
6-0.
Okay. So it's just that big.
Gang indictments.
Yeah.
Relax, doggy.
Yeah, yeah. Reason why I'm saying that, because you're smart.
I mean, man, I'm trying to stay out here.
Yeah,
bro.
Got you.
Yeah. And it ain't even that serious. Like, if I was getting money like I'm getting money by being me from gangbanging, then I'd be pushing the line. But that shit was a lie. And you know, I'm not getting paid from that. So,
reason why I'm asking you that, too, is that, is it that real out there? Hmm? Is it that real out there? Like, the gang injunction shit is real like
that?
Oh,
it's real. They hide a nigga over nothing.
Just so you get extra time for being a gang member when it's a gang injunction? Like, if it's a simple assault, if you flagging, it get trumped up?
Yeah, if you a part of an injunction and just associating with gang members, they getting you... For instance, the guy that Nipsey was meeting to give the clothes to...
Uh-huh.
They just locked him up again.
Wow.
Because he just got out of jail and associating with a gang member, even though he's in a wheelchair now. You know what I mean? That's another thing. It's a GoFundMe page for Cousin Carrie. Y'all make sure y'all go to, I think that the link is up on Big U page. Y'all go, you know, get some money up because that's important, you know what I'm saying? Because that's some fucked up shit. Niggas trying to do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? And get caught in the crossfire of some bullshit, and now they locking the nigga up. But that's a direct answer to what we're talking about.
Yeah. So, it's 2019, but I feel like since, like, maybe 2014, maybe all the way back to 13, the little sprinkles of Tupac slander started coming out.
Right.
The first time I heard somebody really, really diss Tupac was Funkmaster Flex.
Hmm.
I didn't understand it. I didn't know what it was about. Where was you at when you heard Flex going in on Tupac?
When he was crying and shit, talking about you.
No, lied. That was recently. Oh, it was in the show. He's like, fuck Tupac. I don't fuck with him, Tupac.
I don't remember.
It was on
where
the internet.
I seen it. I don't remember where I was. But I remember being confused, like, what the fuck is this about?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck this bitch or something?
Yeah. That, you know, that's the first thing I always think. When niggas be mad at a nigga, I'm like, yo, a nigga either fuck this bitch or his bitch like him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I didn't get it. But where do you think this outpouring of Tupac slander is coming from?
I think that trolling people have... figured out it's a method to that shit. And, you know, just like, for instance, when Nipsey just passed away, it was a million people, well, not a million, but a few people on their lives saying that they did it.
I did it, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like people have no compassion to, you know, they want to win at all costs. And I feel like fame is the new currency. You know, people... they don't even want the money no more. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers just want to be famous. People want likes. People want views. People want, you know, attention.
I see you still riding hard for Pac, though. But I was kind of shocked that it's not more people, like, defending his name against certain people. Are you shocked by that, too?
I am. And I really think that, you know, just seeing how... people was begging to be in the studio with this nigga, begging to be around him, begging to, you know, pledge their loyalty when he was alive. But, you know, it's clear to me that all the niggas that they wanted to be the man too. Motherfuckers not trying to relinquish the crown to somebody that's not here to wear it no more. So I feel like, you know, the loyalty was all fake. Like, I don't really fuck with niggas no more. Like, all that shit, I used to be so gung-ho about the rap shit, and we all fuck with each other. I'm over your house, you at my house, we chilling, we on songs together. Man, all that shit is fucking fake as shit when it comes down to it. You know what I'm saying? So either you a real nigga like you and I, mm-hmm. or you like, nigga, I'm about to go to the gym. I ain't going. You a nigga that's in the club. Like, that. You know what I mean? Like, what makes you happy?
You went back and forth with people about this and Pac. Has any of them situations get a chance to get resolved?
Well, Bosco, he had nothing to do with the Pac shit. The WAC 100 shit, I feel like that nigga's, he's a manager, you know what I'm saying? I feel like the nigga, he didn't know Pac, you know what I'm saying? But just by him having a platform... and saying he's the game's manager, Ray J manager, et cetera, I felt like somebody had to defend him, you know what I'm saying, and say something to the nigga. But everybody else, you know, they're not really from, they ain't from California like all the other outlaws. So if a nigga running around saying that he's just big blood nigga, they, you know, they like, all right, well, yeah. At the time, you know what I'm saying, they wasn't really trying to say nothing to him. Now, Napoleon, he's a Muslim. His brother, he wanted to get it whack, you feel me? Mm-hmm. But Edie and Noble specifically was like, don't just ignore the nigga. Like they was telling me before, you know, just ignore the nigga. And I'm like, all right. But then once the nigga said he gonna spit on Pac, I mean, piss on Pac's grave and his mom's was a, you know what I mean? Yeah. I couldn't. I'm like, I went off on the nigga. And that's what basically started the whole shit. But whack, that nigga's, nobody knows who that nigga is. It's not like he is like out and about.
Yeah.
He ain't welcome in the city.
So, what you got going on? I mean, we could announce to the people that you're doing a podcast on the Digital Soapbox Network.
Definitely.
So, Gonzo is down with us.
Yes, sir.
And it's called The Gonzo Show.
Yes, sir.
Artwork done.
Yes, sir.
Everything done. Paperwork done.
Yes, sir.
Everything done. When do you launch?
As soon as I get back to Cali.
Okay. This will probably come out after that, so y'all going to see this after he already launched, so I'm going to have to cut this part out, so I'm just going to shut up about that. But, yeah, The Gonzo Show. Podcasting, what is your show going to be about?
Man, you know what? I watch a lot of No Filter. You feel me? I watch a lot of just anything that's popping right now in the podcast world. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, if anybody that follow me on Instagram, I'm Gonzo, you know what I'm saying? You already seen my lives, and you know that I'm bringing just real content. But it's a little bit different because, you know, with just being in the industry, I kept a vivid memory of a lot of shit that, mm-hmm. that happened. You feel me? So we're going to go back.
Got on some stories.
Yeah, real life experiences. And you know what I mean? I don't want to give away too much. You got to tune in.
Yeah. And it's audio. It'll be on Digital Soapbox Network. You'll go to the website for more information. Follow him on Instagram. I am Gonzo.
Yep.
Yeah, we friends on there, so, but I don't be remembering niggas' handles and shit right. Like that. So, New York City, being from California, what's the biggest misconception about New York City that you had? Y'all tried to get him to get on the train and shit. He like, I ain't taking the fucking train.
No, I ain't taking the train. But, for instance, yesterday, you know what I'm saying, I was supposed to pick up some weed that, you know, I had some personal that I ended up didn't come, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm like, fuck. My nigga's like, I got you. I'm like, bruh. I'm like, nah, you don't understand. Like, this was the shit. He like, yeah, bruh, yeah. We got that out here. I got you. I'm like, no, y'all don't got this.
Yeah.
He like, bruh, I got you. So the nigga opened the jar.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
Niggas had that.
Yeah.
So the weed is here. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to bring it with you. Yeah. That shit is over with. They got it here.
So I was trying to get him to get on the train. He's like, yo, I'm not taking the fucking train. I take the train all the time. I wear my jewelry. I give a fuck. I got my knife. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But it's my city. I'm going to do what the fuck I want. But you're not from here. And it's not that. It wasn't a fear thing. It's just niggas just get lost and shit like that. The Lyft is going to take you door-to-door service.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Do you have any music out there for them to hear?
I do. Like, I just dropped that Killmatic project about 2 months ago that's doing really well. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can go check that out on Spotify. You know what I'm saying? Doing really well. You know what I mean?
So Gonzo Killmatic, do you have any videos?
Yep. What videos do I have on that? Oh, I got the Bishop back. I'm tripping. I just dropped that shit 2 weeks ago. Go look for the... I mean, look, man. Honestly, bro, with the music shit, I love it. You know what I mean? But these other niggas, they got to make a living off that shit.
Yeah,
me,
I just
got to keep up appearance. You feel
got
me?
Because
we eating already, nigga. You feel me? We already got the money.
Yeah. I just want to go back to one thing real quick. Pimping.
Yep.
Do you gotta be a heartless motherfucker to be a pimp?
I think that's a misconception.
So you was a kind pimp?
I wouldn't say I was a kind pimp because a bitch that sees some weakness in you in the word kind, and that means you gonna be a lick too.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Being fair and assertive, I would say. Fair and assertive.
So What about the people who say, man, it's a woman, you got daughters. What do you say to those people?
Well, here's the thing. You have certain type of people in this world. You feel me? And most hoes, you ain't turning them out. You feel me? Got most you. Hoes, they want to be hoes. You feel me? I mean, on the real shit, a hoe going to be a hoe. A pimp going to be a pimp. You feel me? A shoemaker, he's going to make shoes.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
A basketball player, he's going to want to dunk on a motherfucker.
Yeah.
A hoe going to want to fuck for free. A pimp's job is to tell her, look, bitch, you sitting on a gold mine.
Yeah, got you.
You know what I'm saying? How you want to wake up with a wet pocket, a wet ass and a dry pocketbook in the morning?
Yeah,
feel me? And a hangover. Go get you some money.
Makes sense. It's I get it, but I just don't have the heart to be like that. You know what I'm saying?
I think you'd get over it. Nah. You'd get over it real fast.
Nah.
Put in a position, trust me, you'd get over it.
Yeah,
she came to you and said, doggy, this is what I do. Accept me. And I want to pay you for this. Every day, I'm going to
pay
you. You want to
pay me for you fucking nigga?
This is what the bitch tell you. Wow. Bitch say, you know, that's, look, bitch, listen.
That's called choosing, right?
So when they choose, a bitch is paying a nigga every day. You got to pay.
But you got to take care of her, though.
You're paying for the pimping. Yeah, you got. Yeah, of course you take care of her.
Well, now, her look, money, though.
I want to say this. I don't pimp anymore. You feel me?
This was
10 years ago. Statue of limitations have passed. We're talking about past issues.
He doesn't pimp anymore. He's not an active gang bang.
Yeah, none of that. None of that. I won. You feel me?
Yeah.
You motherfuckers.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. So, yo, man, this is Gonzo, man. Give them all your social media.
Man, look, go to gonzo.net. Go get some of that authentic caution merchandise. I appreciate that. Also, hit me up on Instagram. That's I'm Gonzo, the letter I, the letter M, G-O-N-Z-O-E. Also, follow me on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? That's Gonzo TV on YouTube.
And stay tuned for the Gonzo Show podcast, which might be out by the time this come out. But that's what it is. Gonzo, he's in Brooklyn with me and shit like that. If I had the time, I would take him around. But we working around the clock. He's out here working, too. He's in New York working. I've been working. So we just, you know, link up. We under the same umbrella now. So we just made this happen. Something, you know, something like we gonna do more in the future and shit like that.
We're
going to do some online shit. But, you know, this is family now and shit. And, that's what it is. Doggy Dom is no filter. We out of here. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Dom is no filter podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Dom. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Dom did this.